News Talk 810. I'm Michael Finney. This is Hour 2 of Consumer Talk. The whole idea of this program is to make sure you get treated well and get your money's worth when you spend your hard-earned cash. And we begin this hour with proof the bad guys never sleep. They're also very, very creative. And they're really nasty. And let me tell you how I know that. I just received an email that parents running searches on Google looking for places to take their kids to have their picture taken with the Easter Bunny might be in for a very, very bad treat. Here to talk about that is Vikas Singla. Vikas, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
And you're a systems engineer for Zscaler, is that correct?
That's right.
And what is Zscaler?
Right, so we are a in-the-cloud web security company. What we do is we protect companies, users at companies, from malicious content online.
And what have you found today?
You know, it was interesting. So one of the things our research team is always doing is looking at data that's going through the platform in real time. And we noticed an uptick in malware, right? We noticed an uptick in people trying to download malware and our system really stopping it. And so the question was, is why was there this surge, right? What's happened in the last 12, 24, 48 hours? And what we found, actually, is that a lot of folks are doing what I'm doing, right, taking my three-month-old daughter to get pictures with the Easter Bunny. And criminals know that's what people are going to be doing, so they've actually seeded Google. And so when you search for things as benign as Easter Bunny pictures, you know, in Chicago or whatnot, over half of the results that come back are leading consumers, are leading users to pages that have malware on them.
Now, those pages, you see these all the time. It says, you know, rather than try to fake you out and say this is where you get your pictures taken, it'll say Easter costume. Easter. Go ahead. Explain it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, right? So it's a combination of really social engineering and technology. We know that we want to install, right? Criminals know they want to install this malware, the software on your PC. The question is, how do they get you to do it, right? So if they can create kind of the ideal page for you, right? You want to take your kid to get pictures. Turns out they're great pictures at a Macy's. You know, people close to your home are offering Easter Bunny pictures. Great. You're going to be more likely to click on those links versus the other search results. And that's where they catch you, right? It's that social engineering technique to get people to the content they want you to download.
How do you avoid this?
Right. Tough thing to do, right? So most people don't really understand how they're going to handle it. The best advice we really have is to look for really kind of the right security solution, right? If you're a home user, you know, talk to your ISP. There are things that they can offer you that run in the background that don't require you to do anything that'll protect you. And one of the things that we do at Zscaler for the enterprise market is we do exactly this, which is when we have employees, whether they're at the office or at home, maybe at the airport, their traffic flows through our platform. And so every single query they run, every site they go to, we're actively inspecting that content to prevent anything malicious from coming down. So that's really kind of where the technology, I think, is moving to solve this problem.
That's pretty amazing. Vikas Singla, Zscaler, Zscaler.com for more information. Is that correct?
That's right.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, when we come back, Jordan Goodman, MoneyAnswers.com. You have any questions about what you ought to be doing now in this financial environment? This is the time and place to call. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO.
KGO Radio invites you to win tickets to the international dance sensation Burn the Floor, now playing at the Post Street Theater in downtown San Francisco. Burn the Floor showcases the energy and the passion of the world's top dancers in a show USA Today called Strictly Ballroom with Attitude. For information, visit poststreettheater.com. KGO listeners can win free tickets to Burn the Floor. Go to KGOradio.com's contest page and enter to win. Burn the Floor, extended by popular demand, now playing at the Post Street Theater.
Now at the Home Depot, Scott's Naturescapes mulch is just $3.97 a bag, almost 20% lower than before. That's good. And here's what makes good even better. Scott's Naturescapes is guaranteed to keep its color for a year, so there's less to buy and less to reapply. All at just $3.97 for 2 cubic feet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts for Mile 3. Right now at Grocery Outlet, from Wednesday through Saturday, you can knock 20% off the already unbelievably low prices on wine at Grocery Outlet. Yep, 20% off wine at Grocery Outlet. Okay, so that's not really much of a thought for Mile 3. Not much to ponder there. Except maybe, hey, why aren't you driving to Grocery Outlet right now? Unless you're under 21. Then, well, you should still be heading over to Grocery Outlet to buy some vegetables. Along with everything on your shopping list, no matter how old you are, for up to 50% off. But if you are 21 or older, you need to get some wine now. It's 20% off, and it's really good wine from some great boutique wineries. Now, if you need something to ponder, well, ponder this. The word corkscrew backwards is workscrock. Ponder that over a glass of wine, why don't you?
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet, each family owned and operated. Call 877-478-2897. That's 877-GR8-BUYS for the Grocery Outlet nearest you.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with a SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 1-800-800-ASAP takes care of everything with your insurer.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Keeping your home in today's economy is all about education. And to help you survive, find out about Saving California one home at a time. Are you aware that there is a $700 billion fund made available by the U.S. government to help homeowners reduce their mortgage payments? Find out how you can utilize that fund. Go to SavingCalifornia.org today or call them at 800-596-0551. Saving California One Home at a Time is a professional loss mitigation firm that will help you reduce your monthly mortgage payments if you're falling behind or facing foreclosure. Don't work with a company that will charge you up to $10,000 in advance with no guarantee they'll succeed. Instead, visit SavingCalifornia.org or call 800-596-0551 today or go online to SavingCalifornia.org. Saving California One Home at a Time is a DRE real estate broker. License number 01792203. Service is provided for a fee.
KGO News Talk 810, I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk. Joining me on the live line, Jordan Goodman, MoneyAnswers.com, longtime editorial staff member of Money Magazine. Now he's out on his own. He's writing books, for instance, Fast Profits and Hard Times, 10 Secret Strategies to Make You Rich in an Up or Down Economy. We've talked about that before. Now we're back to talk about what's the latest going on. Hey, Jordan, thanks a lot for joining me today.
Great to be with you again, Mike.
Hey, I'll tell you, the credit card companies are getting pretty wild out there. Every day I seem to have more.
Well, this week Bank of America said they're going to start raising rates on anybody who has an outstanding balance below 10%, and it's going to go 13, 14%, whatever it may be. J.P. Morgan Chase is doing the same thing. Citibank, they're all raising rates. And there's, you know, not a lot of places for people to go if they want to stay with the big issuers. And it's just really hurting people very badly. And then they're raising minimums. It used to be 2% of the outstanding balance. Now it's 5% in many cases. They're lowering credit limits. They're really hitting people pretty hard all over the place here, Mike.
You know, we have a question coming in right now. Let's go ahead and take Mark from Tracy. Hey, Mark, welcome to KGO and the Michael Finney program. What's your question?
Hi, Mike. Great show.
Thanks.
My question relates to credit cards, and it's a main question and then a follow-on to that, which is, why are cash advances on credit cards only a percentage of the entire credit limit, and are they treated differently, or and why can't you cash advance the entire credit line?
Well, because they think it's a bigger risk. They don't want to have the entire standing line available to you as a cash advance, and of course it's a much higher interest rate on the cash advance typically than on the purchase amount, and they're hitting you with fees. You know, there used to be limitations of fees of whatever, 3%, 5% of the loan amount. Now, in many cases, there's no limitations whatsoever. They're hitting people pretty hard. Or they may limit it to $50 or $90. In many cases, there's no limits at all. There's cash advance fees. So the interest rates are higher, the fees are higher, and they're really hitting people pretty hard on those things.
Yeah, getting a cash advance through your credit card is probably, I mean...
Last resort city is what it should be anyway.
What are you telling people how to protect themselves with credit cards? Just get off them?
Well, it's nice to say. It's not realistic for most people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you're in a position where you've got a lot of credit card debt and they're raising your interest rates, I would go to a national nonprofit credit counseling place that can probably help you. I think I mentioned this on the show before. My favorite one is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. They're a national firm. Their phone number is 800-897-2200. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. They have existing relationships with all the creditors that can get you lower rates you cannot get on your own. Typically, 6 to 9%, something like that. If you're what's called a hardship case, they'll go as low as 0 to 4%. You make one payment a month, they pay the creditors, and depending on how much debt you've got, you know, 4 or 5 years later, you can actually be out of debt. It's considered a neutral event on your credit report as opposed to a negative event. Now, your score may go down slightly at the beginning because the credit cards you consolidate with them are going to be closed, and therefore you're going to lose the credit history on those particular cards. If you've had a good payment history, even at high interest rates, you will lose that good credit history. So you may go back 15 points or something like that. But in the long run, consolidating and getting out of debt is a lot better than having these very high rates where they're raising the rates, raising the fees, and never getting out of debt, which is what's happening with most people.
Now, the problem with a lot of these debt consolidation companies is they take a month's worth of payments off the top, so you're in arrears.
Not these guys.
Not these guys?
Some people do that. Now, there's two different kinds. I want to make it clear, Mike, because people confuse these things. There are debt settlement companies that take a lot of money up front. They take huge fees.
30% more.
Outrageous fees. And they put your payments in escrow, and they tell you not to pay the credit card companies. And then they'll threaten the credit card companies in 3 or 4 months and say, if you don't take 50 cents on the dollar, we're going to go bankrupt on you. That does not work. Okay, that is a disaster for people. You start getting late notices, fees, you know, they just really pound on you. There was a meeting relatively recently at the Federal Trade Commission where the creditors were in one room and the debt settlement guys were in the same room saying, we are not working with you guys, okay? This is not working, folks. You don't do this. Don't tell consumers that you'll, you know, erase your debt in 15 minutes or something because it's not true. We will not deal with you. It's kind of like negotiating with terrorists. You know, we're not going to give the Somalis their money for our captain out there in the middle of the Gulf of Aden. They feel like they're being held up, and so they're not going to do it. So debt settlement places, I think, are terrible. You should stay away from them, and that's a very different animal than consumer credit counseling, where they are recognized. They do work with the creditors. The creditors do give them lower rates, wipe away late fees, over-limit charges that, you know, you can't do on your own. You can scream at them all day on the phone, but you're not going to get anywhere. But a place like Cambridge, you know, can really help them get out of debt in a really good way.
We're talking to Jordan Goodman, moneyanswers.com. If you have any money questions, now's the time to call. 808-0810. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO.
This is Gene Burns. Need a quick escape route to paradise? I know the perfect spot. It's less than an hour from San Francisco, but a world away. It's called Sonoma Valley, and it's real wine country. Sonoma offers lodging for every budget, from the affordable El Pueblo Inn with its lovely gardens and full amenities to stately MacArthur Place, an historic inn with a gourmet steakhouse and lush spa. Here you can savor Italian varietals at the boutique gem of VJB Vineyards and Cellars, sip renowned chard at the sun-drenched Mission-style Landmark Vineyards, discover gold medal-winning cab at Charles Creek Winery's festive Sonoma Plaza tasting room, or tour the dazzling biodynamic oasis of Benzinger Winery. Visit unique shops like Bakshish and Sonoma Plaza and consider having California wine tours drive you around. Real wine country does exist. Visit SonomaValley.com today.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's your coffee.
No eggs this morning, Jerry?
No time. Got to get to the post office. I owe taxes, and I've got to make sure my payment isn't late.
You don't need to write a check and stand in line at the post office to pay your taxes. Just go online and pay through officialpayments.com/visa. It's easy and convenient. Use your Visa debit card and pay just $3.95.
I can pay online through official payments? Then I could eat breakfast. Hey, Chrissy, let me have two eggs over easy with a side of ham, some holy toast.
For information on fees and restrictions, visit officialpayments.com/visa. Pay through official payments and enjoy the comfort of knowing your taxes are officially paid.
You know that feeling you get when you step into your new car for the first time? What if you could get the same kind of feeling from your checking account? That's why Chase has come to California, to bring you new ways to manage your money and that new account smell. Open a Chase checking account today and let the scent fill the air. You'll immediately find that Chase is a much-needed new alternative to other banks. Plus, we have hundreds of branches and thousands of ATMs right here in California to help you. We'll help you rethink how you save your money and how to get greater control over how you spend it, too. That's the smell of brand spanking new banking. Throw out your old account that probably smells of bottom-of-the-purse deposit slips and old hat and trade it in for a brand new checking account. Chase is new to California, but we're not new to what matters in a bank. Stop by a branch or chase.com/CA to see how we can help you better manage your money today.
Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
When we've got a problem, the last thing we need is another problem. So when we've got a plumbing or drain problem, I call Roto-Rooter. First, the Roto-Rooter guy shows up on time. I like that. Next, he takes a look at the problem and tells me how much it's going to cost. No surprises. You got to like that. Finally, when he's done, it's gone. The problem is gone. Guaranteed. That's how I like it. I make a call, the problem goes away. Too bad Roto-Rooter doesn't fix cars.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Call 1-800-GET-ROTO today.
KGO News Talk 810.
KGO News Talk 810. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk. If you want to join in on the conversation, 808-0810. Joining me this hour is Jordan Goodman. He's MoneyAnswers.com, longtime editorial staff member of Money Magazine. Let's go to the phone lines. How about line 8 out of Napa, Amy? Amy, welcome to KGO. How can I help you?
Amy? Hello?
Up.
Hello?
I guess that doesn't sound like Amy, so let's go to Pat on line 4 in San Jose. Hey, Pat, welcome to KGO.
Hi. My family, they had some medical up to $8,000, and they have a Visa card at 16%. I've been approved for a $20,000 cash advance, and so and it's zero until May of 2010. And I'm thinking of transferring that money to that card and clearing it and have zero till 2010. Do you think this is a good idea? They're going to pay me more than the minimum each month.
Your family is going to?
Yes.
Okay, and so you would move it over to a 0% interest card. Jordan, I know what I would say. What do you say?
What kind of fee are they going to charge you, Pat, for doing that?
$150 at the most.
So that's not bad. I mean, it's okay to do it. 0% is a lot better than 16, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Watch the effect on your credit record, though. That's what I'm concerned about. You know, if you start, which is what I call credit card surfing.
That's the only thing I have on my record.
Are you buying a house or a car soon?
No.
So, I mean, it's a good deal. I mean, I would do it. It just don't make it a habit to do it every month or something. But to get 0% is pretty good idea. If you can pay that off and make sure you make the minimum payments, it's not going to hurt your credit. And if you can pay it off when it comes due in June 2010, that would be a good thing instead of carrying this on forever.
Okay, because otherwise I said they'd never get it paid off at 16%.
Yeah, no, I don't. No, look, this is when you do these kind of cards. When it's an emergency like this, you now have got a 12 months, 0% interest. I say go for it, but just stay on them and make sure they give you the money because, you know, they're going to end up going, well, you know, Pat's kind of rich and I'm kind of poor, so I don't have to give her the money. So you're going to need to stay on them. You know that, right?
And Pat, make absolutely sure that you pay on time.
Very reliable.
Okay. And Jordan, say that again.
Pat, make absolutely sure that you pay on time, in fact, a little bit ahead of time, because if you miss by one microsecond, it's not 0% anymore. The penalty rate is 29% or some godly amount.
Okay, yeah. I usually pay ahead. As soon as I get it, I pay it. And I'll pay it. Well, if she's the first, I'll pay it the 28th or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a way to go. Make sure you pay early. That's great advice, Jordan, because all these cards, I mean, what they're waiting for, they're laying in wait, really.
Absolutely. They love it when you pay late.
Yeah.
Because then they hit you with higher rates and late fees as well, and they make it real easy to pay late. For example, they probably have a lot of people paying tomorrow on Easter, right? You try getting a payment on Easter morning. It's not going to work. Now it comes in Monday. You're late. Your rate is jacked up to 29% and a late fee.
Yeah.
That's your Easter Bunny surprise.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's go to line two in San Francisco. Steve, welcome to the program. What's your question for Jordan Goodman?
Oh, hi, Michael. Hi, Mr. Goodman. My wife and I are in an adjustable rate mortgage that's going to be resetting in the next 30 days. And we've got excellent credit, but we, again, are not going to be able to afford that increase. And we're kind of stressing over our monthly budget. And what would you suggest in terms of our mortgage refinancing?
What is your rate now, Steve, and what's it going to go to?
It's at 6.5. It's going to go to 8.25.
Rates are a lot lower than that, Steve. You shouldn't have to be paying that at all. Here's what you should do. I have a mortgage myself that might be helpful to you. It's what's called the automatic rate cut mortgage, or ARC loan. You can find out about it at 800-ARC-LOAN, or their website is arcloan.com. And what happens is every 6 months, they take a look. If rates have dropped a quarter point or more, and your credit is pretty much the same, and your house value is pretty much the same, they'll pretty much automatically go down to a lower rate with minimal closing costs. Not no closing costs, but minimal closing costs. I have one myself. I originally got in February 2001, about 8 years ago, at 7.75. It's come down 6 times. Mike, I just got a nice letter last week. We're going down again. So that's going down 7 times in the last 8 years automatically, and I'm now at 4.5%. So that, to me, is a good way. Instead of having these rates go up on you, have it go down. So, again, if that helps you, Steve, ARC loan, 800-ARC-LOAN or arcloan.com can solve your problem.
Okay. Now, Steve, also, how much money are we talking about? How much is the loan amount?
Well, right now my mortgage balance is $320.
Perfect. And how much?
And you have equity in the house, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can get, if you're under upside down the house, you probably would not be able to get an ARC loan.
No, I have equity.
And then, I mean, it's time to call, a mortgage broker or your bank as well. Look at the ARC loan. But right now, you can lock in a 30-year. Do these ARC loans go back up, too?
No, only go down, never up. That's what's wonderful about it.
Because right now, I mean, the loans are under 5%.
Absolutely. Get about 4.8, 4.7, something like that. That's what's good about it, is it does go down. But if rates go up, in effect, it's a fixed-rate loan. And what happened, Mike, with me, every time it went down, it did not reset the date of payoff. Okay, so you're not starting the clock all over again.
Right.
When you refinance with a normal mortgage, you're starting the clock all over again in another 30 years, right? Here, for example, my mortgage originally was February 2001, so it's February 2031. Even though it's come down now 7 times, the maturity is still February 2031. So that's what's better about it than having to constantly be refinancing and starting the clock each time.
Right. But a more traditional way, and I do want you to look at the 800arcloan.com, but also, Steve, if you just call a mortgage broker or a bank, by the end of the year, rates are expected to be around 4.2%. They're about 4.7% now. I would go ahead and go for it. I wouldn't even...
If rates fall even further, they'll come down for you with the ARC loan. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I hope to go down 8 times. That would really be great. We'll have to see.
But you might want to just find a rate, lock in for 30 years. Don't pay that 8.25, though, okay, Steve?
That would be brutal. Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, go for it. Very good.
I'm seeing this all the time, Mike, that people are, here rates are falling to record lows, lowest in 50 years. And they're having huge adjustments up. It's like, world are you in?
And he can get, his loan's going to be about half what they're getting ready to give it to him for.
That's right. It'll never go up. So to me, that's a must win way to go.
We are talking to Jordan Goodman. We'll have him hang on, moneyanswers.com right now. Let's head into our newsroom. There is so much going on around the Bay Area, and we have Scott Lettieri keeping track of it all for us.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A sigh of relief and disbelief as the alleged killer of Sandra Kent, who was arrested. KGO's Jeannie Lynch has the latest.
Last night, we arrested Melissa Huckabee, a 28-year-old Sunday school teacher.
Sergeant Tony Sheneman with the news that this town has been waiting for.
She has been booked into San Joaquin County Jail on suspicion of kidnapping and murder.
So how did the police zero in on Huckabee.
Information developed over the course of the last few days and during an interview led us to develop probable cause to take her into custody at approximately 11:15 last evening.
Sheneman tells us Huckabee's statements were full of twists and turns, inconsistencies marked by tears.
We are confident that everything that's been done to make her arrest was done properly.
That was KGO's Jeannie Lynch, who was at a news conference this morning in Tracy, where police offered some details of the arrest. The family of little Sandra Cantu reacting with some relief, but there's still a lot of pain. Her uncle Joe Chavez.
We have to live the rest of our lives without Sandra. She's in jail. She can still see her little girl grow up. We don't.
Huckabee is under a suicide watch at San Joaquin County Jail. And a number of countries on the UN Security Council have reportedly reached agreement on a statement that would condemn North Korea's recent rocket launch. Council diplomats say that Japan dropped its demand for a new resolution, which would have been a stronger response. Let's get a look at traffic around the bay. Here's KGO's Morgan Vieira.
We head to Milpitas, 680 southbound before Dixon Landing Road, a stalled out Jeep in the left lane, and Pacheco, 680 northbound at Highway 4, a ladder in the two left lanes. Get a Garmin Newbie 765T with subscription-free traffic alerts. In most metro areas, it can help you avoid traffic delays and road construction. Find out more at Garmin.com. Morgan Vieira, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Morgan. The KGO weekend forecast mostly clear the rest of the afternoon. Highs in the low to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, we'll see partly cloudy conditions on Sunday with highs mostly in the 60s. Right now, it's 63 in San Jose, 62 in Livermore, 59 with some scattered clouds in San Francisco. And on your radio dial, it's 810, KGO News Talk 810. I'm Scott Letiri, KGO Radio News.
Scott, great job as always. Thank you very much. We'll check in with you in about another half an hour. Now let's head on back to the phone lines. On the live line, Jordan Goodman from MoneyAnswers.com out of Mountain View. Matt, welcome to KGO and the Michael Finney program.
Hi.
Hey, how can we help you, Matt?
About a month and a half ago, I entered into a contract with the law firm saying they were going to help me with our mortgages. We have two, a first and a second. And I'm wondering if I got, I'll be honest with you, I'm wondering if I got scammed or not. I mean,
well, you're with a law firm, so they won't actually call it a scam. Jordan, you want to jump in here?
Is this a mortgage modification? I'm not sure what you're doing the law firm
correct
with.
Yeah, exactly. What it was is we're underwater. Okay, I have a condo here in Mountain View. It's, you know, valued, you know, my loans are amounted to about $465,000, and it's actually worth probably $365,000, let's say.
So what has the law firm done for you so far? What are they promising to do for you?
They have actually sent out letters and for modification to lower their interest rate and forgive all arrears. What my worry is they're telling me don't pay the mortgage until we get this settled.
Bad idea. That's going to really put you behind, and that's going to kill
correct
your credit as well. So that advice is not good. That's not a good start.
Okay, can I mention the firm on the on
no,
the
no, 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 no. I don't want to do that because I got to bring that guy on. I mean, I may or may not. Anyway, I don't want to do it.
All right, I understand. But
I'll give you a place that can do it better. I mean, I don't know about this firm.
Wait a second, Jordan. How much have you paid these guys, Matt?
$3,000? No,
$4,000?
Too much.
And, you know, in the state of California, the only people that can take money up front for this are those who have filed with the Department of Real Estate, which not very many companies have, and law firms. So what they've done is legal. Let me ask you this real quick, Matt. Have you tried to renegotiate this on your own, or has someone else before this?
I have tried, and they would not do anything about it. And the loan company, I'm sorry, the mortgage, whatever, they...
Yeah, okay, so they wouldn't
they
do it. They
were not willing to work with us.
Hey, Jordan, with all that's going on with the Obama administration,
right,
aren't there new rules and regs?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a new program, a $275 billion program that the Obama administration's put through. Now, there are certain limitations. You have to be down 20%. Sounds like you're down more than that as far as how much underwater you are. They're not going to do it. So let's see. Well, you're about 100,000 under.
I might add, I got 20%. Laid off in February, so.
Yeah, I think you're under the amount that they'll do it for. But a lot of people are going to benefit by that program. Now, if your mortgage has been sold to either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you are eligible for that mortgage modification program.
Negative. It's been bought. It was bought years ago by a foreign investor, as far as I can understand, as far as I can research this. But, yeah. And so I'm like, eek. But these guys seem
yeah,
to
okay. You know, I got to move on here. My advice would be, you've already paid them $4,000. Stay on them and see what they can come up with. What's your advice, Jordan?
Well, I would agree at this point, Mick, you don't want to pay more money than somebody else who's going to rip you off. But you got to stay on their case, because these banks are overwhelmed with mortgage modification requests, and you got to get to the top of the pile, and hopefully they'll do it.
Right. That's kind of that was my feeling. But yeah, I didn't want
to. Yeah, Matt, good luck to you. I tell you, it is very tough. Stay on your guys. Here's what we're finding with a lot of these law firms and even some of the other companies. Let's see, Jordan, if this is what you're seeing, is that one consumer will be thrilled with what they got done, and the next one will say, I got ripped off.
I got nothing, yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do it with the bank directly for the most part. Now, this new program, if it's Fannie and Freddie, will help to some extent. But my sense is the banks are just totally overwhelmed. And in many cases, like in this case, the servicer is not the owner of the mortgage.
Yeah.
And therefore, they don't have the power to modify the mortgage. So you got to get somebody who knows what you're doing and is a higher up person who's going to be able to approach the bank at a higher level. The people on the 800 numbers have no power to do anything, frankly.
Right. You know, what we're hearing is that B of A is being very cooperative.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they took money from the feds. You know, the TARP money has given a little impetus to be nice to people.
Right.
So hopefully that's helping with some extent. And this new Obama program is supposed to put $275 billion into this and help people both refinance and do mortgage modifications. But you got to be Fannie and Freddie to qualify for that.
Jordan Goodman, MoneyAnswers.com. We're taking your money questions. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO.
Never miss a breaking news story. Text NEWSDESK to 68255 to subscribe to KGO Radio's breaking news text alerts, or sign up online at KGORadio.com. When major breaking news happens, you'll know about it first on your mobile phone. Whether it's traffic tie-ups, fires, quakes, or political news, you'll know all about the important breaking news as it happens. Text NEWSDESK to 68255 for breaking news text alerts from KGO News Talk 810.
Hey, Frank here with the Coffee Minute, live from the Bite of Brookville, where I'm offering coffee tastings. Hey, pardon me, miss. Would you like to try some premium coffees?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm pregnant and can't do the caffeine thing.
Oh, well, you're in luck. I've got two decafs. This one's decaffeinated using Swiss water process.
What's that?
Swiss water process? Oh, it's a remarkable method of removing caffeine using pure water, which helps retain the original flavor of the coffee.
I could definitely get used to this.
Now, here's one decaffeinated using methylene chloride.
What's that?
A chemical solvent also used for decaffeination.
Are you nuts?
Well, now that depends on who you ask, huh?
Okay, then. Hey, there's my husband at the French food booth.
Hey, careful over there. Stay away from the soft cheeses.
Thanks.
Swiss water decaffeination process for decaf coffee without compromise. Look for Nugget Market private label decaf with a Swiss water seal.
The real free stuff is his good advice. Consumer Talk with Michael Finney. Saturdays at 4 on KGO. News Talk 810.
During the Lexus 60-0 certified pre-owned sales event, all Lexus models are being offered at special lease rates and with 2.9% APR financing for a very limited period of time. And because it can be difficult to put this kind of urgency into spoken words, we've hired a local trumpet player to improvise an urgent-sounding solo. Take it away. Whoa, what was that? Your solo needs to say you only have until June 1st. Now, how would that sound? Oh, come on, the clock's ticking. It's more of a... You know, you got it? Yes, that's it. The Lexus 60-0 certified pre-owned sales event. The clock's ticking. It's time to make a smart decision. Now through June 1st. Only at your Northern California Lexus dealer or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. See your participating Lexus dealer for details. Offer ends June 1st, 2009.
Len Tillum here. If you're like most folks I know, you'd much rather plan your vacation than think about your financial plan. We all know it's important, but a lot of us, I'm guilty too, just don't want to take a whole lot of time thinking about that. Pat Fitucci is one guy who can help you with a financial plan. That's what he does. Fitucci and Associates have offices all over the Bay Area. Pat's been in the business for over 30 years. He's an independent financial advisor. That means he's not obligated to any particular investment. I think that's important. Pat will sit down with you for an hour or so, bring in whatever paperwork you have to go over. You'll talk about what's important to you, like a financial checkup. If you like what you hear, fine. Otherwise, no cost, no obligation for meeting with Pat. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. Call Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
News Talk 810. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk. Joining me this hour on the live line, Jordan Goodman, MoneyAnswers.com. Let's go back to the phones. Let's begin with line one and Jill in San Francisco. Jill, welcome to the Michael Finney program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I just got a question. I am in over my head in credit card debt, probably like most Americans are. I just heard the other day on the radio, Good Morning America, whatever it was, that Bank of America was going to just start raising interest rates on credit cards. And I don't understand, first of all, why would they do that? Well, I guess I know why, but, you know, what is the criteria? I mean, am I at risk? How would I know? Is there anything that I can do to control it? To stop it? I mean,
great questions. Yeah. I started off my program today talking about this, and then when we brought Jordan in, we talked about it some more. Jordan, I'll let you pick it up.
Well, it's going to they will notify you. You will get a notice in the mail, probably in small legalized print, saying your rate's going to go up, and it's the margin over the prime that's going to go up. And basically, if you have a balance of any kind and your interest rate is now below 10%, it's going to go up typically at about 13 or 14%. Whether you've been paying on time or not, doesn't matter. It's just if you have any kind of balance. That's the people it's going to hit. And typically starting in June, they just put sending out the notices now. That's the people it's going to hit. As far as how you do it, there's two ways to get around this. One is to get a card where the rates are lower. And I'll give you a free website where you can find out about that, which is creditcardperks, P-E-R-K-S.com. They have a list of all the lowest interest credit cards anywhere in the country. A lot of them happen to be in Arkansas, where they have the lowest rates anywhere out there.
Right.
So you can switch your balance to something like that. And the other one, as I mentioned before, you could do a national nonprofit credit counseling company where they have lower rates you can't get on your own, and you can consolidate it all there. Now, this is not debt settlement. This is credit counseling. And again, my favorite place is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. CambridgeCredit.org is their website. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. Last time I checked with them, they're helping about 200,000 people get out of debt this way. You make one payment a month at the lower interest rates, and you can get out of debt much quicker. Otherwise, those are the two ways to get out of it, because otherwise your rates are going to go up a lot, Jill. It's really going to be painful.
And my favorite is Consumer Credit Counseling, CCC. They're all separate agencies. They're here in the Bay Area, kind of under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
So find the one that you're comfortable with.
That's right.
But, yeah, you got to get moving on it because your rates are going up. Gail in Santa Rosa on line four. Welcome to KGO. What's your question for John Goodman?
Jordan Goodman.
Well, when we,
sorry,
when
Jordan.
I weigh a little bit less than John Goodman.
So. Pardon me.
When we approached our, we're in a five-year fix. We have two more years on until it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
When we approached our lender, they said you have to make a late payment, be late at least 30 days before we start with you. Now that the stimulus has happened, I've approached them and they said, we're not sure how we're going to implement that. Call us back. And I've called twice now.
What's your situation?
Well, the house is about down $200,000 below what we purchased it for. It's a newer house, so I think that saved us a little bit. We have excellent credit but high debt.
Okay, so what is the house worth and how much do you owe?
No.
What is it worth?
Approximately $350 to $400.
And how much do you owe?
About $450.
So you're about $100 under.
Yeah, about $100.
$100 underwater. That you should be able to get this mortgage modification program. Do you happen to know if the mortgage was sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac?
It is through Freddie. But
good.
Even with that, they didn't work or haven't figured
I think
it
they,
out.
They will, but they're still trying to figure out exactly how this thing is going to work. And as you can imagine, everybody's pounding them to get in there. But if it's been owned by Freddie, you should be able to get this mortgage modification.
And she should keep her payments good, right?
Absolutely. Don't miss a payment, because then everything goes haywire. Your credit goes down, your payment score, it'll be really bad. So do not pay late in order to get mortgage modification. The new program, you don't have to pay late. You don't have to be late. It's for people who are exactly your situation, where their house has gone down in value. You created this kind of ticking time bomb by having this five-year fix that that's going to adjust upward on you. So I would just say keep going back at them, and they have to figure out how to work this thing, but you should be able to get that modification.
But that ticking time bomb is going to actually work for her, weirdly enough, right?
Well, as long as she uncorks it before the 2 years.
Right,
don't want it to go off on you, that's all.
Yeah, very good. Gail, it's going to work for you. Just stay on them, okay?
Okay, because it's almost like we don't qualify for our house, you know, because our income has gone down also, but we've been able to just get by.
Yeah, no, I think you're the exact people the Obama administration's trying to help. Is that right, Jordan?
That's right. If it's an FHA loan, by the way, there is another place that helps you. This is something in your case, which is called myfhahelp.com. And one of the good things about that, Mike, is you do not have to have a credit check. And you do not have to have your home appraised to get an FHA loan refinanced to like 4% or something as well. So myfhahelp.com can help those people.
Gail, if you still have problems, you call me back, but wait about a month or two.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Gail. Let's slide one more in. Natalie, line 7 out of Sacramento. Welcome to KGO and the Michael Finney Program. What's your question for Jordan? Not John, Jordan Goodman.
Thank you.
Hi, Jordan. I have a 6% interest only 30-year mortgage, and I'm wondering if I should refinance.
Boy, that's a pretty good loan, really.
Well, it is, but you're not making any progress on it with interest only.
Right.
So, and yes.
I could make principal payments every now and then, but I'm wondering with the rates going down, should I just try to refinance into something like whatever that you guys are talking about.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to save you a lot of money. I mentioned before the ARC loan. You might take a look at that. Check with mortgage brokers or something. But the automatic rate cut loan or ARC loan at 800-ARC-LOAN or arcloan.com. Today, get about 4.7, 4.8, something like that. And if rates fall further, it only goes down. And if rates go up, it doesn't affect you at all. That's the one I've had. It's come down 7 times.
Natalie, how much is your mortgage for?
The mortgage is for $259.
Oh, beautiful! How much is a house worth?
$257.
So you're about at equal there, basically.
Yeah. She's going to be able to refinance.
She's going to be able to do it. Yeah, she's going to be able to do it. She's close enough. If you're deep underwater, they won't do it. But she's going to be fine.
Oh, very good. Hey,
so
that'll
save you a lot of money. And you really want to be making progress on the principal, Natalie. You don't want to be just doing interest only, because you'll never pay it off then.
Right.
Yeah,
and
no.
I could afford to make some principal payments and leave it the way it is, you know, and just make some principal only payments. But I don't know.
Get it with a lower interest rate and then have some principal payments. And if you can, double up on it, you know, pay every 2 weeks. And that'll be the effect of having 13 payments instead of 12 during a year, and that'll take another 2 or 3 years off your mortgage as well.
And by the way, whatever you're paying right now, if you drop your mortgage down to about 4.5%, which is you're going to get somewhere near there, you're going to pay the exact same amount you're paying now, only you're going to be paying some of the principal.
Principal, right.
So,
okay.
So you're in a perfect situation. So go forth and find a good mortgage broker or good bank.
Great.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Natalie. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO.
In business, things happen quickly.
The head of the stress ball division hanged himself.
You need information you can trust.
I guess that rules out the Federal Reserve.
You need to stay ahead of the competition, who may be getting their information from other sources.
Army buddies, unemployable family members, and his hunting dogs.
When you choose, you must choose well.
I've got a short list ready.
If you're smart, it will include KGO's Lynn Jimenez.
Your first executive decision, and you've already saved this company $2 million in future R&D.
The Business News with Lynn Jimenez. Another part of the KGO Radio Morning News.
Since 1950, Redwood Credit Union has been the Greater North Bay's resource for trusted financial services. Members Brian and Rhonda have discovered ways to save with RCU, and so can you.
As a firefighter, safety and security are important to me. That's why we have our accounts with Redwood Credit Union.
On average, members save $500 annually by switching their insurance to RCU.
We love the value and service we receive from the credit union. We're thrilled to discover we can save on our insurance, too.
Discover how much you can save on auto, home, business, and other insurance from RCU. Call for your free quote today, 1-866-477-4225, or visit www.redwoodcu.org. Redwood Credit Union. Different needs, many solutions, one trusted place.
Brian and Rhonda, RCU members since 1976. Redwood Credit
Anyone living, working, or owning a business in the Greater North Bay and San Francisco can join RCU with just $5. License number 0D91054.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Did you know that term life insurance rates have fallen over 60% in the last 10 years? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of life insurance products. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $19 a month. Female rates are even lower. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. Call 800-500-6963. One five-minute call is all it takes. 800-500-6963. That's 800-500-6963.
I'm Chris Bjorklum with your Diamond Certified Report. It all started when Dr. Carrie Lee's heating and ventilation system failed. Then she opened her Diamond Certified directory. Her confidence grew as she perused the rating profiles of local top-rated companies.
Why don't we just give this Diamond Certified company a call? We did. They came out. They did the work. 2 hours later, the heating and ventilation system was working. It was a miracle.
Only local companies that score highest in quality in a large survey of past customers qualify for Diamond Certified.
I like that. I know I'm going to get reliable service and people who are really going to listen to what the customer has to say.
So have you told your friends about Diamond Certified?
Everybody. Everybody.
Read Diamond Certified rating results and profiles and order your free Diamond Certified directory at diamondcertified.org. Again, their website, diamondcertified.org.
KGO, News Talk 810, I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on the live line. Jordan Goodman, he'll be here for about another 6 minutes or so. Let's try to rip through as many calls as we can.
Sure.
Let's begin. Line one, Santa Clara with Oscar. Oscar, welcome to KGO. What's your question for Jordan Goodman?
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, how do I check whether my mortgage is served by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac?
Oh, great question. You've been bringing that up quite a bit, Jordan.
Right. They have websites, and if you have your mortgage number, you can print it right on there. I think it's www.freddiemac.com and fanniemae.com.
And you just put in your mortgage.
Correct.
Very good. Let's move on to the next one then. Praveen in San Jose on line four. Praveen, welcome to KGO.
Good morning, Jordan and Michael. I have a seven-year interest-only loan, and quite recently I applied for 4.75 with 1 point. You know, the question I have, can I get better than that with 4.75, 0 points?
It's possible. You have to check around. Let me give you some things. There's a website, bankrate.com, and you put in, you know, your city or you put in California, and it'll tell you what the best rates are. Depending on different points. When you buy a point, in effect, you're buying down your interest rate. So it may be worth it, depending on what the closing costs are. I mean, I mentioned before the ARC loan, they don't typically have points up front. So you're going to get about 4.7 on that as well. That's, again, 800-ARC-LOAN or arcloan.com. So there's lots of ways of getting this.
4.75 with 1 point may not be the best deal out there, but it's not an outrageously bad deal.
No, that's certainly in the ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely.
The lowest rates in 50 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good rate. You just may be able to beat it, so it's worth looking around.
Right.
Susan in San Jose, welcome to KGO. What's your question for Jordan Goodman?
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I was laid off about 6 months ago. I'm not taking unemployment or anything yet, but I have not been able to refinance and not working. And so I cannot refinance. I do not have a Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, and I don't qualify for Obama's deal. And I've been living off of savings. I've not made any late payments ever. It's automatically taken from my account. But any suggestions? I'm going through my savings, something awful.
Yeah. Well, modification is the best thing. Where they don't want to foreclose on the house. A national website for that is called modifymyloan.com, and they'd be able to help you modify without having to charge. I mean, we had an earlier call who was charged $4,000 up front. You don't have to pay anything like that, and they'd be able to understand. The banks, it took them a while to figure that out, but they finally figured out it's better to have somebody in the house paying them less than to have the house foreclosed upon, have it be empty, and them getting nothing. It took bankers about 5 years to figure that out, but hopefully they're trying to work with you.
Susan, real quick, you got to get in and go get your unemployment money. Do you realize it lasts for about 79 weeks in California now? So you're leaving money on a table. You have paid for this. This is unemployment insurance. It's insurance that has been bought and paid for. Susan, I'm going to have to go, but you've got to go get that money. You're not helping the world. It's not welfare. Go get the money. Alan in Nevada, welcome to KGO. What's your question for Jordan Goodman?
Hi. I have about a 90% loan to value on my mortgage from a first and a second, mm-hmm. Both interest only. And well, I have wanted to refinance, but with the drop in real estate values, now I'm at about 90% instead of, you know, where I was.
What's your question? I'm out of time.
How are there loans available if you have great credit when you're not within the 80% loan-to-value ratio?
There you go.
It's harder, but I would again, go to bankrate.com, and they may be able to do it for you. They discriminate against places like Las Vegas or Nevada that have had big mortgage drops, so it makes it harder in a case like that.
This is Nevada. This is a town here in the Bay Area.
Oh, I thought you said Nevada. Okay.
Right, no, Nevada.
Nevada, that sounds bad, yeah.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
But, I mean, banks, you know, used to do 90, 95, 100%. Not, a lot of them don't do anything close to that today, so it's definitely tougher.
But there are 90%ers out there.
There are some of them. I would go to bankrate.com and see what's out there.
He's probably a jumbo loan, which is going to be real tough.
It's going to be hard. Yeah. It's going to be hard.
Okay, Jordan Goodman, moneyanswers.com. I'll give you the final word. You got about 10 seconds.
Well, I'm glad to answer their emails at moneyanswers.com. We've got a lot of questions about credit cards and mortgages today. If you do it right, this can be the best of times to refinance.
Very good. Jordan Goodman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Hey, when we come back, we're going to give you some tax tips that you haven't heard before. At least that's our goal. None of this. Make sure you do your math. Make sure you mail it on time. Real tips. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.